1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Republicans are flocking to Milwaukee for the party's national convention as delegates are set to formally name former President Trump as the party's 2024 presidential nominee. CBS's Bradley Blackburn with the big question.
Let's do another debate.
President Trump heads to Milwaukee next week for the Republican convention with just days left to choose his running mate. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, and Florida Senator Marco Rubio are all said to be on his short list.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there with some details on what to expect.
In a show of support for the party, Trump's former rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, will speak at the convention. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who also challenged Trump for the nomination, was not invited to attend, though she has encouraged her delegates to move their support to Trump.
Now to Israel, where at least 71 people are dead in Gaza after an airstrike targeting the military commanders of Hamas, the BBC's Sue Montgomery.
Israel says the strike targeted Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Deif, and another of the group's commanders. It's not yet known if they were killed. The densely populated Mawasi area where the attack happened had been designated by the Israeli military as a safe zone for displaced civilians.
Those record-breaking temperatures aren't done yet in the U.S. West, and now the heat wave is moving east. Reynolds Wolf is at the Weather Channel.
All across the country, from sea to shining sea, from the Gulf Coast clear up to the U.S.-Canadian border. We're talking widespread highs going into the 90s, the 100s, and that is a huge part of the story. But there's more to it than just that. You've got the moisture content in the atmosphere, and when you combine that with your daytime heating, you have your heat indices, where it's going to feel well into the 100s for Kansas City and Oklahoma City, back into portions of Texas.
The involuntary manslaughter case against actor Alec Baldwin has been dismissed. CBS's Michael Toscano with more.
His legal problems aren't finished yet. Baldwin and the other producers of the movie Rust still face civil lawsuits for the death of cinematographer Hylena Hutchins during rehearsal, brought by Hutchins' parents and sister. What will happen to the low-budget movie itself isn't clear, but Baldwin will be seen on small screens next year.
We are the Baldwins!
Doing a reality TV series.
And we're coming to TLC! Yeah.
There are more women in the workforce these days, but many say they're doing two jobs, managing their careers and their households. Women now hold a record 79 million jobs, partly because of employer demand and more opportunities for remote work. The number of women in prime working years that are either employed or seeking jobs is 78%. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. New research takes a grim view of Wisconsin's drinking habits. Mike Moan has more on calls for preventing alcohol abuse.
Wisconsin still ranks high for beer production, but Maureen Busalaki of the Wisconsin Alcohol Policy Project says consumption levels for all types of alcohol overshadow market gains. For example, all Wisconsin counties exceed the national average for excessive alcohol use. And in 2022, the state recorded more than 3,300 alcohol-related deaths.
This has been an ongoing problem in Wisconsin. In part, I think, how our regulatory system works, how our culture works, and there's maybe not as much enforcement of policies as there are in other states.
Busalaki does see hope at the local level with stronger enforcement at community events. However, Busalaki reports that people who've developed a drinking problem often encounter waiting lists for treatment programs. Faith Gladham leads the Harbor Recovery Center, a nonprofit in central Wisconsin that emphasizes family support in transitioning to recovery. She says they're able to meet demand through their services, but referrals for more intensive help can be an issue.
We do not have enough treatment beds in Wisconsin. We do not have enough detox facilities that detox with dignity.
And Busalaki says it's important to understand not just the short-term effects, such as traffic fatalities, but the cumulative impact as well.
Cancer, high blood pressure, heart disease, liver disease, stroke. And then there's the social and wellness issues. You know, your family gets frustrated or you're losing work.
This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett's Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett's Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett's Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, some scattered thunderstorms possible. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. 89 our high for Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a scattered storm possible. For Monday, scattered storms in 87.
Right now, it's 80.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Hello and welcome to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, streaming all the time on the Civic Media app. Go ahead and download that right now, everybody. Hope you're having a great Saturday so far out there. It's 11:07 on the clock. It is the 13th of July, and I'm Seth. And this is Over the Back Fence, the show where you call 424-2600. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors, if you want to talk about events happening today or this coming week or anything going on all throughout central Wisconsin, we'll talk about that too. Just call up everyone, 424-2600. This is your show, and I want to make sure I hear from you. Well, let's start off, everyone, with a couple of updates about what's happening in our area here. Last night, of course, the Rafters had a very special night at historic Witter Field. They retired the number of Mr. Mo Hill, a very well-known figure in this area. He played here for the Wisconsin Rapids Twins in the Midwest League in the 1970s, had some fantastic seasons, led the league in home runs 4 years in a row, won a Triple Crown 1 year. The only time I think it ever happened in the Midwest League, I was looking at his stats yesterday, and it's an impressive line. And I hope everything went fabulous last night with Mr. Hill and the retirement of his number 24. It's a great honor. The only person who's ever had their number retired at Witter Field, as far as I can tell. So it's a fantastic thing. And the Rafters celebrated with a convincing victory, everyone. Oh, very good game last night. 10-3 was the final over the Lakeshore Chinooks. Lots of great hitting last night. And that, if you've been following the Rafters, you know that hitting is not a problem with them. Scoring runs, not a problem. It's been the pitching, but it looks like last night they got some pretty good pitching, especially the starter, Matthew Hurd from the University of North Georgia. He threw 5 scoreless innings, 7 strikeouts, 2 hits, and 0 walks. Now, that is a starting pitching line. Among the guys who drove in some runs, Max McGuire drove in 3. Chris Arroyo drove in a pair. So did Jack Mathey, as did Grayson Schaefer. The bats were sizzling last night, everyone. And if you want to see them continue on, Tonight, well, they have another home game tonight. 6:35 first pitch. Head on down to Witter Field to check that out. If you can't make it to the game, tune into WFHR either over the air or on the Civic Media app. Like I said before, yes, we stream every single Rafters game. Join Andy Yacum, the voice of the Rafters this season, as he calls a game. Pre-game starts at about 6:20 tonight. So stay tuned for all of that. Looking at the standings here for the Rafters, they're right smack dab in the middle of the Great Lakes West Division. They are 6-5. They are over 500 now. Right now, the Woodchucks and the Mallards are kind of running away with that division. But here's hoping that the Rafters can catch fire here and finish out the season strong. Maybe get a playoff berth for the second half of the season. And if you get to the playoffs, you never know what will happen. So it's very exciting as the Rafters continue on here. Quick note about what's happening tomorrow on Sunday. After the game tonight, the Rafters are on the road. They're making their East Coast swing, meaning the East Coast of Lake Michigan. They are going to Kalamazoo for a game tomorrow on Sunday. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up now is it's going to affect our regularly scheduled programming on a Sunday afternoon and evening. The game is going to start at 4:05 Central Time. And as you probably guessed, that means that there's going to be no director's cut tomorrow, mostly no Seth Faces the Music, and possibly a cut into Unlabeled at 8 o'clock, of course, depending on how long the game goes. So we want to make sure everyone knows it's all reruns tomorrow. We did not put up any new episodes. We do have some new episodes coming out in a couple of weeks with a director's cut and, of course, Seth Faces the Music and Unlabeled. James is working on his soundtrack shows, a couple of them, because there's so many songs that he wants to put on there. I've got a couple of great new Seth Faces the Music coming up as well with some new themes and some more director's cuts on the way. We're going to be talking with Civic Media personalities, Greg Bach and Jane Matinair. That'll be the first one. We're going to talk with people here at WFHR and more people all throughout the Civic Media Radio Network. We are excited to bring those to you on Director's Cut. Don't forget, our regular schedule on the weekdays now is a little bit different. We've done it for a couple of weeks now. We've been hearing some great feedback about it. Thank you, everyone, for letting us know what you think of the new lineup in the afternoon. Midday Magazine now is on Monday through Friday, 4 to 5. We get more interviews. It's really cool. We get to talk to more people in the area, and we're bringing new people on. In fact, we've got a couple of new guests going to be premiering on Midday Magazine coming up this week. So make sure you tune in for that. That's 4 to 5. Monday through Friday. Playmakers is now expanded. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5 to 6. Of course, I do have to let you know that because of the early start times of the Rafters games, as they are in Michigan in the Eastern time zone, those games are going to start a little bit earlier this week. So the Monday and Wednesday edition of Playmakers, nothing, because they're going to be starting a little bit after 5 o'clock. The next Playmakers will not be until Friday. Make sure you get all your sports thoughts and feelings together, as probably James and I will be taking you through Playmakers 5 to 6 on next Friday. Got lots of stuff to talk about, of course, with baseball. And football season's coming up very soon, too, especially high school football season. And we can't wait to get into that, as we are going to be broadcasting as many games as we can on our sister station, WIRI, Wiscountry. So that's a little change. And then Melissa is working hard, everybody. Right now, she's getting her interviews. She's all kinds of people coming in here for Community Stories with Melissa Kay. That's going to be premiering very soon from Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6. Listen to some great interviews that Melissa's doing. She's kind of picking a theme to start off with. I think she's talking with a bunch of veterans for that, which is very cool. And she's going to highlight all kinds of different groups in the area here. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. It's coming up very soon. We will give you a solid date when we are ready, when she is ready to start broadcasting those interviews. Very exciting. And we are very happy for Melissa to do a little bit more in the afternoons. It's very cool. Because she's not doing enough with all the news she's doing already. But it's going to be fun, and we do appreciate her stepping up and doing that too. We got lots of other things on the way too that we'll be talking about at the station here. We're looking to in August to have a get together here at the station. We'll let you know more about that as it goes along. We've got a newsletter we're getting ready to send out with lots of local news on it. And all kinds of good stuff happening here. WIRI, we've got a new contest coming up as well, so stay tuned if you are a fan of WIRI. Well, that is going to lead me into our first break, everyone. Don't forget, 424-2600 is the number to call to be on Over the Back Fence here. I'll be waiting for you, everyone. If you're looking to buy or sell things, if you got a rummage or a garage sale going on, let us know. We can send people your way. Anything else? And don't forget the farmer's market's going on. I'll talk about that in just a minute, though, after we come back from our break. This is Over the Back Fence, sponsored by our good friends at Crockett Septic, longtime supporter of this station, and we love the fact that they are sponsoring this show specifically, and we couldn't be happier that Crockett Septic is sponsoring Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's the summertime quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stew Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
We are the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy band.
It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, some scattered thunderstorms possible. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. 89 our high for Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a scattered storm possible. For Monday, scattered storms in 87.
Right now, it's 80.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may find.
Oh, welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR, everyone. Hope you're having a great Saturday out there. Year 2525, not here. Not here yet, everyone. So we're safe. We got another 500 years before that happens. It is 2025 next year, though, and that boggles my mind. I'm not even going to try to wrap my head around that. All right, everyone, we're going to get into some events that are happening here in Wisconsin Rapids and all points in Wood County and our listening area. We do want to let you know that you can call 424-2600 while we're doing this, and I will finish reading what's in front of me, and I will get you your phone call as soon as I possibly can. Well, it is a Saturday. It's the summertime. That means right now the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going strong. They're open till about 2 p.m. today. They're at 220 First Avenue South. You know where that is. And they're Thursdays and Saturdays all throughout the summer. So make sure you do check that out. It's a great day today to do it. Another nice sunny Saturday. Go on down, check out what they've got going on. I know it's a little on the warm side, but hey, that's good stuff, man. Go check it out while it's before it starts to rain, although I'm not sure when that is going to happen either. All right, let's take a phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
I've got a one-third horse piston pump, $40. It's about a full. It hasn't been used for a while, but it runs. I'm not certain. I've got a repair kit for it.
Okay.
If somebody's interested, give me a call.
And your number?
715-323-0257.
323-0257.
Yes.
All right. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Appreciate that. We've got a piston pump for sale, everyone. If you're interested, 323-0257. 323-0257. The number to call if you're interested in that. It's as easy as that, everyone. Just call 424-2600 and put your item there on the airwaves here for someone who might just need it. You never know who will be listening. If you are heading down to the La Crosse area today, but I'm going to put this out there anyway because this is a very cool event. It is the 32nd Annual Rail Fair down in La Crosse. The 4000 Foundation Limited proudly announces plans for the rail fair to be held this Saturday, today. It started at 10. It goes till about 4 o'clock at Copeland Park and Rose and Clinton Streets in La Crosse. Since 1991, Rail Fair has grown to become one of the premier summer railroad events in the Midwest. This 32nd annual event celebrates the area's railroad heritage while raising funds to maintain and restore the La Crosse Short Line Railroad Heritage Museum in Copeland Park. They host vendors from about six states, offering 250 tables of railroad-related merchandise. Oh my gosh, how cool is that? Including models, toys and antique trains, books, magazines, memorabilia, railroad art, hobby supplies, and many other related items. Admission is just $5. Children under 12 are free if accompanied by an adult. Very cool event, so if you're heading down to La Crosse or you're interested in trains, head down there now. You still got some time to the 32nd Annual Rail Fair. That is in La Crosse. All right, let's grab another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have a couch to give away. 715-424-1495.
424-1495.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Got a couch to give away, everyone. No cost. Just go pick it up. 424-1495, 424-1495, the number to call for that. Another cool event that's happening today down at our very cool zoo at the Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue, everyone. They are open, of course, 10 to 7, Tuesday through Sunday, and it's free. It is free. It is very, very free. But there's a cool event happening today that happens once a month during the summer months. It is KC Twist is at the zoo. That is, a well-known balloon animal person in this area. And they're going to be at the zoo today from 2 to 4 p.m. That's today, 2 to 4 p.m. They're going to be at the zoo with doing some balloon animals. Go ahead and check that out. Who doesn't like balloon animals? I mean, come on. Good stuff. Good stuff. So that's today from 2 to 4 at the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo, 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Admission is always free. Time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
I have for sale a 8-foot aluminum stepladder. I'd like $10 for that. And a 26-inch front rim for a bicycle for $5. And my phone number is 715-991-0242.
991-0242.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, and I do appreciate that. We've got a couple items for sale here, a ladder, aluminum ladder, and also a bike rim for sale. If you're interested in either one of those items, 991-0240. Let me try that again. 991-0242. Sorry about that. 991-0242. Let me make sure I say that right. Oh, goodness. All right, let's move on and see what is happening tomorrow in Wisconsin Rapids. Got a couple of kind of fun events happening. Well, now the Rafters are going to be out of town, of course. They're going to be heading towards Michigan tonight as they go to take on the Michigan teams this coming week. But that doesn't mean something is not happening over at Witter Field. It's Roscoe's Rumble, everybody. Skip the seventh inning stretch of the Rafters game and check out the inaugural Roscoe's Rumble Cornhole Tournament at Werder Field on Sunday, July 14th. That is tomorrow, everyone. Fun for the whole family. There's going to be concessions, the bounce house, cornhole. Even Roscoe himself may make an appearance. The details are it's $40 per team and guaranteed six games. Sign-in begins at 11 a.m. Bags fly at noon. What to expect. You can bring your own partner and bags if you want. Bags are provided if needed, so don't worry if you don't have your own. But if you like your own, go ahead and do that. If 30 teams pre-register, one team's entry will be free. How cool is that? Very, very cool. It's a Swiss Holio format. I have no idea what that means, but it's, if you're a cornhole enthusiast, I'm guessing you do. It's a race to 21. Cancellation scoring makes it a little bit tougher. That I do know about. I have done that a little bit. So four rounds, it's and then a double elimination tournament after that. So get more information. You can go, of course, to the Rafters home Facebook page. You can also check out their website for more information. Once again, this is it's $40 a registration fee for per team. This starts at 11 o'clock. That's when registration. And then everything starts at 12. This is taking place at Witterfield, of course, 521 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Check it out. That is tomorrow at Witterfield in lieu of the game, because there is no game tomorrow. Something else that's happening tomorrow, everybody. We've got an extra show for you from the Arts Council. They're bringing in Bluff It and the Son of a Sailor Band. They take on the atmosphere of a genuine Jimmy Buffett concert, right down to the audience participation, enjoyment, and energy that go with it. It's hard to believe your eyes and ears once the show has started due to the uncanny recreation by this awesome group of performers. If you want to find out how good they are, go ahead, check out their Facebook page. Just type in Bluff It, B-L-U-F-F-E-T-T, Bluff It, and you will see some of their performance footage. Larry Pearson is the man who does portray Jimmy Buffett. He's always been a parrot head. That is to say, he's been a dedicated fan of the one and only Jimmy Buffett. And Larry was so infatuated with the music and persona of Jimmy Buffett that he became a musician. For years, he toured and was told by so many fans how much he sounded and looked like Jimmy. This eventually led to an amazing transformation in Larry's life. Since it was so natural and fulfilling, he started performing only the music of his idol, which fills volumes, by the way, and eventually added the authentic costuming and stage props. He then found a dedicated troupe of musicians who were also in awe of the legend of Buffett, and they formed Bluff It and the Son of a Sailor Band, the most incredible recreation and tribute to the Beachmaster himself. It's a fun-loving show that starts tomorrow at 4 p.m., at the Performing Arts Center. Tickets are only $25 for adults, $10 for students. You can go, this is a kind of a pre-show. Like they've got their whole fall and winter season set up, of course, already. But they've got this extra show that they're throwing out there, which is very, very cool. You can go ahead and get your tickets online at savorthearts.com, savorthearts.com, see if there's anything left on the show. We haven't heard anything about how many tickets have sold, but go ahead online, check it out. That's the best way for you to get them before the show tomorrow. The offices at the Arts Council are closed on Saturday, so make sure you do check that out. They're also going to be having some themed food trucks out in the parking lot before the show as well. All right, time for another phone call. Good morning. You're on Over the Back Fence.
Good morning. I have a for sale, a 14-foot fiberglass rowboat, a 16-foot Seabird tilt trailer, and an older 5-horse outboard motor. And they're being sold in as-is condition for $495. My number is
715-423-8242.
423-8242. Right.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
We have a rowboat and trailer and all things all together, as is, if you're looking for a rowboat. He has it for sale for you, 423-8242, 423-8242, the number to call if you're interested in that. Oh, boy. All kinds of stuff going on this week. And let's before we take our next break here, everyone, I do want to touch on something that's happening on Monday. Of course, this last weekend, including today at 2 o'clock, we've had Newsies Jr. playing the musical, the kids' musical going on. And I got to see the show on Thursday. It was fabulous, everyone. I can't tell you how great it was to see all those kids. They had a lot of kids on stage, everyone. It was great. But I'd say get your tickets, but you can't because it's sold out today. It was all three shows were sold out. So I just wanted to give a big shout out to Gretchen, the whole team over there, everyone who participated in Newsies Jr. as they wrap up their performances today. Great show. So much fun. And it was great to see all those kids participating. Now, if you missed Newsies Jr. and you want to be a part of a show. This is just a straight play coming up, though. You have another opportunity, because on Monday, this coming Monday, the 15th, auditions for the next Hopo production, It's a Madhouse, will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. over at the Centralia Center at WRCT Main Stage. That is where they're going to be doing the auditions now. And that's from 5 to 7 on Monday. I want to make sure I get the end time in there, too. If you have a child who is interested, I would strongly suggest you go over to wrctheater.org, the website, and right at the top of the, right where you go onto the website, there's a click here for auditions for It's a Madhouse, and they have this very handy online registration form if your child is planning on auditioning for this. It brings up, you get all the information here, the best way to contact you, the characters you might want to play, your child may want to play, more information, lots of great information about it. This is fabulous, by the way. Get online, make sure your child is registered if they're interested in auditioning, and then go ahead and show up on Monday at 5 o'clock at the Main Stage Theater at the Centralia Center for WRCTs and Hopo Productions. It's a Madhouse. Another great show. The production dates, by the way, two of them, August 3rd at 7 and August 4th at 2 p.m. Those are two performances for that show. I want to make sure I got that in here before we go to break, which is what we're going to do right now. Lots more stuff coming up about what the activities on the way throughout central Wisconsin and Wood County. We're going to be talking about the water ski tournament coming up this week as well. All kinds of good stuff. So make sure you stay right here as we take a break from Over the Back Fence, probably brought to you by Crockett Septic on WFHR.
The Brewers host the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of a three-game series as the Brewers host the Washington Nationals tonight. The Nationals won game one last night, 5-2. Milwaukee's Freddy Peralta, the losing pitcher, says he's looking forward to a stronger second half of the season like last year.
Like, my second half was really, really good. So now I'm just trying to clean my mind and just move forward.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Can't start matching records and say, well, you should have done this, should have done that. I thought there was a lot of good in Freddie's outing.
NFL, Aaron Rodgers says he was in Egypt when he missed the Jets' mandatory minicamp. Rodgers golfing this weekend with A.J. Hawk and actor Miles Teller at a tournament in Lake Tahoe.
My Achilles feels good. It's just about getting back into it. I felt good all spring. Had a nice OTAs. Had a beautiful trip to Egypt. Summer's over on Sunday. Walking up 18 is like super bittersweet, but it's fun to be out here. Especially, I mean, A.J. and Miles, two of my best friends.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout central Wisconsin all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is that a porta-potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta-potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, some scattered thunderstorms possible. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. 89 our high for Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a scattered storm possible. For Monday, scattered storms in 87.
Right now, it's 80.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on a Saturday, or it's not afternoon yet, Saturday late morning. Let's put it that way. I'm terrible with times of day. If you listen to my show on WIRI, I never know if it's afternoon or early evening or what it is. That's my little issue there. 424-2600 is the number to call to be on these airwaves. Looking to sell, buy, talk to your neighbors or talk at your neighbors. No, that's not good. Talk to your neighbors. What's going on in Wood County and in central Wisconsin. A lot of good callers today. Thank you so much for that. Keep them coming as we wrap this up. We go to the second half hour of the show here. I'll be going through some more information as I wait for your phone calls. We've got some blood drive opportunities coming up in Wisconsin Rapids this coming week. The next community blood center drive will be happening on Tuesday from 10 to 3 at its usual place, the former East Junior High School. And that is now in the cafeteria, of course, because of the road construction on Lincoln. They ask that you park in the 6th Street parking lot and enter the cafeteria door off of 6th Street. They do encourage appointments. Call 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102. Walk-ins welcome if they can fit you in. They do appreciate those appointments beforehand as well. If you can't get in on Tuesday, then look forward to Monday, July 22nd. They'll be back from 2 to 7. All the other information is the same. So go ahead and check that out. We do have another one coming up later in the week at the McMillan Memorial Library at 490 East Grand Avenue. This is going to be on the 19th. That is next Friday, from 10 to 3. This is put on by the American Red Cross. If you want to go register for that one, go to the American Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and that will help you get set up for an appointment there at the library. This is the 19th of July. That's next Friday, 10 to 3 at the library. Make sure you sign up today. Looking at some other things that are happening on Tuesday here, we do have the next concert of the band, the City Band. This one is at the regular place, at the usual place, 7:30, Robinson Park. The sponsorship this coming week is Solaris and the Engel Fellowship Lodge. If you're interested in checking them out, these are free, of course. All of these band concerts are free. If something wrong with the weather and they can't do it outside, they're going to do at the PAC at Lincoln High School, just so you know. If you'd like some more information, go to their website, wrcityband.org. They've been doing this for well over 100 years, everyone. It's a great institution and fantastic music. And don't forget, they've got their dance party coming up at the end of July. Well, not quite the end, but on the 23rd of July at Robinson Park, featuring the Swing Doctors. Very cool. I wanted to learn a little bit more about that. Hopefully we can get to the Swing Doctors here so we can talk to them about that as we get closer to the 23rd of July. Very cool. All right, heading into Wednesday of this coming week, we do have the next mental health older adult support group happening over at the Lincoln Center at the ADRC of Portage County in Stevens Point. Mental health support groups are meetings that offer safe space for people affected by anxiety, depression, stress, and other mental health concerns. They meet monthly to discuss mental health, hear from guest speakers, and find social support for each other. This is the third Wednesday of every month from 10 to 11. Once again, this is at the Lincoln Center headquarters of the ADRC of Portage County. For more information, please call 715-346-1401, 346-1401. Email them at adrc@co.portage.wi.us. That's adrc@co.portage.wi.us. Third Wednesday of every month. The Wednesday of every month, over at Milkweed Market, they've got their Summer Create and Connect program going on. Pick your project, pay, and then paint it. All ages are welcome. Just drop in. No reservations are required. Beat the boredom blues this summer by heading over to Milkweed Market, 1191 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. If you have any questions, email our good friend Brooke Porter, bporter@odcinc.com. odcinc.com, Brick Porter at odcinc.com. Go have some fun, do some painting, enjoy, everyone. That goes from 10 to 2 on Wednesday. Also on Wednesday at one of our other favorite places, we love libraries around here, at the Rome Library, happening on the 17th, this Wednesday, from 2:30 to 3:30, The Jedi Adventure Begins. Join him at the library for an out-of-this-world experience with entertainer Toby Kidd. This event will be sure to get your children excited with a Jedi that will battle for the planet's ecosystems. Lightsaber duels and the dark side will show up for a romp through the galaxy of fun. This is a family-friendly event. Once again, this is at the Rome Leicester Public Library in Rome on Wednesday, the 17th, this coming Wednesday, 2:30 to 3:30, The Jedi Adventure Begins. Sounds like a lot of fun, everyone. Also happening on Wednesday, the next Rendezvous in the Park. This one is, of course, at Riverside Park in Nacoosa, 916 Prospect Avenue, starting at 5:30. Bring your family and meet your friends at Riverside Park. There's going to be entertainment, and then there's going to be food, and you get to go to Riverside Park, which is always a treat, everyone. It's a great park, and we do encourage you. It starts at 5:30, goes till about 7:30. That's this Wednesday at Riverside Park in Nacoosa. Rendezvous in the Park, sponsored by our good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Coming up on Thursday, of course, don't forget, there's always the Farmer's Market. The Downtown Farmer's Market goes from 8 to 2 every Thursday and Saturday. This Thursday is no exception. Make sure you head on down there, get all the goodies that they have to offer. And then let's go ahead and talk about Lunch by the River this coming Thursday from 11:30 to 1 p.m. This is a very cool. This is the first time I think that they've done this. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is hosting the entertainment this year, and they're going to be doing, guess what? Kids theater. They're doing a very fun play called Midsummer-ish. Little take on William Shakespeare there. Lots of kids going to be involved in that one. Come on down to the Veterans Park at 11:30 and check out the show. I have personal stake in this. Both of my children are in it, so you will probably see me there. It's going to be a lot of fun, though, everyone. Make sure you check it out this Thursday, July 18th, Lunch by the River from 8:30 to 1. Again, put on by our good friends at the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Well, here's a big one, everyone. It is the next The world's largest water ski show tournament. It is coming next week, everyone. It's starting the 18th. It's going through the 21st. It is the 58th annual Wisconsin State Water Ski Show Championship presented by Bank First. If you're looking for a fabulous show, it's going to be at Red Sands Beach, Lake Wasecha in Wisconsin Rapids. It is hosted by the Wisconsin Rapids Aqua Skier. Since its inception, this four-day extravaganza showcases 23 of Wisconsin's premier water ski show teams and 72 individual competitors, all aiming for the coveted state title and a shot at the National Water Ski Show Championships. Please head on down there. We don't have a full schedule yet, but I'm sure this week we will be talking about this and let you know all that's going to be happening at the water ski tournament. Beyond the thrilling competition, attendees can enjoy a variety of family-friendly attractions. The event grounds boast concessions, diverse vendors, a welcoming beer garden, and exclusive tournament apparel, ensuring that there's something for everyone to enjoy. By the way, this is something that I don't know if we talk about enough, but it has a very large economic impact into Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin. It generates over $3.7 million for the area and filling hotels throughout Wisconsin Rapids and Plover. How cool is that? Not only do we get to brag it's biggest, it's also very important to the economic well-being of this area. Adding to the excitement, Visit Central Florida will be live streaming the entire tournament globally, building on last year's success of over 148,450 views worldwide. What more can we say? It's a fabulous event. We support it. It's one of the coolest things that we get to do over the summer here in Wisconsin Rapids, and we look forward to it. More information as it becomes available to us, and we will let you know. Also on Thursday, yes, I couldn't remember what day I was on. Also on Thursday, it's the next performance of Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. They play from 2 to 4. Pete will be there, of course, bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. And it's free admission, but please don't forget, donations are accepted for the musicians. So for their time, not a bad thing to do. It's at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 5651 8th Street South from 2 to 4 on Thursday. And they're regularly the first and third Thursday of every month is when they usually play. Also coming up at the end of the week, we've got more Rafters baseball on the way. We have a game on Thursday. They'll be taking on the Wausau Woodchucks. And then they're going to be taking on the La Crosse Loggers on Saturday, everyone. And they do have a Sunday game as well. It's not up there, but we have it. Don't worry. We'll talk about it more this week, everyone. So stay tuned. We'll be talking about where the Rafters are going to be this coming week. All right. We are going to take our final break of the hour, everyone. We've got more events coming up for next week. We still got to cover Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and maybe look a little bit further ahead to the end of July and find out what's going on all throughout Central Wisconsin. And hopefully some more of your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence. Proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic on WFHR.
It's the Summertime Quiz. Today's contestant is from just south of the Cheese Factory, next to the tavern, Stu Sample. Name an object you can find throughout Central Wisconsin. And all summer long. It's private, and you can use it for one or two things.
Is it a porta potty for Crockett Septic?
That's right, Stu, you win! For a clean, reliable, and affordable porta potty this summer, give Crockett Septic a call. 715-712-3456.
Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw!
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter, and check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, some scattered thunderstorms possible. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. 89 our high for Sunday, mostly sunny skies with a scattered storm possible. For Monday, scattered storms in 87.
Right now, it's 82.
Welcome back to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on a Saturday almost afternoon. I almost did it again. Dang it. Oh, I should be done. I'm almost done, everyone. In fact, we're going to be wrapping up the show in about 10 minutes or so. So get your final calls in here, 424-2600, as we want to wrap it up on a high note, everyone. And I do appreciate everyone calling in today. It was very nice of you to do that. 424-2800. 2600. Almost changed the number there. One more event on Thursday that I forgot to mention. I want to make sure I get that out there. It is the VFW monthly meeting at VFW Post 2534 on Redden Road. That's at 6 p.m. on Thursday. So make sure you remember that. Also, there's a very cool event happening on Saturday. I want to make sure I get this in on the 20th. The Two Hearts Benefit for the Honor Flight. That is also at the VFW Post 2534 from 10 to 6 p.m. This is money raised for the awesome Honor Flight. This is, I don't know if you know much about it, but it's been around the country. They have these honor flights that have veterans go to Washington, D.C. to see some of the sites and the veterans' memorials and those kind of things. It's a fabulous fabulous event for veterans. From what I've heard from veterans who've done it, they've said it's just an amazing thing. And this is a great way to honor them, is by helping pay for their way, which is something we're looking to do. And that's coming up next Saturday at the VFW Post 2534, Two Hearts Benefit for the Honor Flight. That's from 10 to 6. So make sure you do that. Hey, coming up this next weekend as well, it is the 4th annual Vesper Days. How cool. From the on the 19th and the 20th, everyone. It's going to kick off on that Friday night with games from 5 to 9. And there's going to be a movie at Cameron Park at dusk. So that's kind of their family Friday family night. And then on Saturday, they've got a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'm going to pause right there because we do have a phone call. And I will take that first. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have a large group of ladies' size 12 jeans in good condition, and they also have some tops with them size large. And I just want for the whole group $30 or best offer. And they can call me at 715-886-4677. And if no answer, leave message, and I'll call you back.
All right, 886-4677.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a great weekend. Do appreciate the call there. Some ladies' clothes with jeans and a few tops there. Make her an offer. 886-4677. 886-4677 is the number to call. Leave a message. If there is no answer, she will get back to you. All right, let's look at what's going to happen next Saturday on Vesper Days, everybody. From 9 to 11 p.m., we're going to have, this is mostly for the whole day, actually. They're going to have vendors, food trucks, a penny scramble for kids and adults, a bounce house, kids pedal poles, bingo going on throughout the day starts at 9 a.m., goes to 11 p.m. There's going to be the parade at noon. Make sure you get ready for that one. They're looking for a big crowd this year. And then they've got some special musical guests throughout the day on Saturday. They've got the GB Dance Band from 1 to 5. They play 30s to 60s music. Cool. Would want to check that out. It's very cool. But this is very interesting. Ember, the band Ember, will be performing from 7 to 11. This band was voted the 2023 Wisconsin State Band Champion in country music. So go check them out. It's not just country. I've actually looked these guys up. They have a really eclectic sound. They play covers. They play their own music. It's very, very cool. So check them out. Ember, E-M-B-E-R, and find out what they're all about. And I will guarantee you probably want to go see these guys. They're very, very cool. So that's what's happening in Vesper on the 19th and the 20th next week. They're going to be having their annual city celebration, everyone, Vesper Days. Lots of stuff going on Friday and Saturday. Check it out. Also coming up next Saturday, July 20th is the day from 9 to 4. It is the 21st annual Garden Walk in Wood County. The Wood County Master Gardeners that do this every single year. In Wisconsin Rapids, they're going to be. You can check out Angel Floral and Designs, Reeves Greenhouse, Urban's Greenhouse, and One Rose Greenhouse, all good friends of ours. In Nakusa, they're going to check out Beaver's Dime Store and Foss, which is actually in Rome. In Marshfield, Shallows Nursery, and in Plover, J. Mar Incorporated. These are the garden walks going throughout the day on Saturday, this coming Saturday from 9 to 4. There's going to be live music, artists, baked treats, basket raffles, and silent auction. This is a fundraiser for the Wood County Master Gardener Program. Admission is $10 in advance, $12 the day of the event. Children 10 and under are free. Go ahead and check it out. Sounds like a fabulous event. We did talk with them recently on Midday Magazine. I should say James talked with them recently. So check out that interview on Midday Magazine. Go to civicmedia.us, click on shows, click on Midday Magazine, and then find the Master Gardeners. And you will, along with the UW Extension, Wood County, they're also the ones, one of the partners of this as well. So check that out. And learn more. Let's find out if there's anything else going on next weekend, everyone. I want to see if there's anything I would like to highlight for you. Of course, the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is going on as well. We also have, let's see here, what is this? I'm just kind of looking at the calendar here. And it looks like they got a lot of live music. I do want to make sure that you do know how much there's a lot of live music going throughout the central Wisconsin area, especially in Wood County, all throughout the summer. Just some of the places where you can check it out. Whiskey Rapids, they're going to be having some music. R&R Patio Bar. Hoozles at the Lakes is going to be having it. Live music all throughout the summer. Go check it out, everybody. This great place for music in the area here. Can't talk about it enough how much great live music there is in central Wisconsin and in Wisconsin Rapids, to be specific. All right, let's go ahead and look a little bit more ahead here. We're going to the 21st. That is a Sunday. And oops, I clicked the wrong thing. That's not what I want to look at. That's what I want to look at. This is very cool. The Southwood County Historical Museum is offering a Third Street walking tour. Explore the history of the former High Street and admire the unique blend of architectural styles that grace the district. It starts at 1. The first one is at 1. The second one is at 2:30. Wear comfy shoes and bring your water. This tour is approximately 1 hour long, so you are going to take a nice little walk. Space is limited to 20 persons per time slot. Call the Southwood County Historical Museum. Call them to reserve your spot while they're open. 715-423-1580. 423-1580 to make sure you can reserve your spot for that. Two opportunities, everyone. One at 1 o'clock and one at 2:30. Wood County Historical Museum, if you do not know, is located at 540 3rd Street South. It's actually on 3rd Street, which is very cool. This is a very cool local history. Fascinating. Love it. More opportunity to find out more about local history. I am there, everyone. It is very, very cool. So go ahead and check that out on Sunday, the 21st. A couple more events I want to highlight moving forward here later on in the month of July. We've got on July 24th, our good friends Zoozort are making another appearance at the Municipal Zoo and Helen Zoo House. Two shows, one at 11, one at 1. Noel Tarrant has been a licensed animal educator for over 20 years. She'll capture kids' attention with interactive questions, demonstrations, and animals. Go to zoozort.com to learn more about her and what she does. That's, once again, Wednesday, July 24th at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. Two shows for Zoozort. They've come here every year for the last several years, and it's very cool to see. This is at the zoo, of course, 1190 Gaynor Avenue. Free family fun open to the public at Helen's Zoo House. Another fabulous fundraising event that's coming up at the towards the end of July, the fourth annual Touch a Truck event to support the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, one of their big fundraisers of the year. It's going to be happening at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Park from 11 to 3 on July 27th. Some of the vehicles that you will see there, the Wood County Armored Vehicle, ATVS, Big Rig Semis, Garbage Truck, Buses, Cement Truck, Fire Engines, Model T, Police Cars, Lifelink Helicopter, RVS, Ambulances, Army Vehicles, Tow Trucks, so much more. Go touch truck, man. Go check it out. That's very cool. There's also going to be tractor rides, rides in water and light buckets, kids games, raffle, family-friendly vending as well. Big shout out to the big sponsors, Sparhawk Trucking, Ho-Chunk Gaming, and Rapids Sheet Metal. All proceeds, once again, support the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center. So, so important to our area. Once again, fourth annual Touch a Truck event, 11 to 3, July 27th. The Family Center is the sponsor, or not the sponsor, they are the recipient of the funds. Once again, at the Grand Rapids Lions Club Park. Go ahead and check that out. Coming up again, they had to postpone the first time, but they do have the wrestling night coming up at Witterfield, Sunday, July 28th. Hornswoggle, former WWE superstar and ACW, Wisconsin Wrestling Federation, is going to be putting this on. He is going to be here, Hornswoggle. $40 VIP tickets available, guaranteed autograph, we've been told, as well. Gates open at 11:45, bell time at 12 before the game on Sunday, July 27th. Go check out some fun wrestling with Hornswoggle at Witterfield. A couple of quick items I do want to highlight before we wrap up the show here. I do want to remind everyone that the Stuff the Desk event or free school supply event, I guess I could say, yes, is coming up in August. Remember that the last time for you to go online and sign up for this is August 1st. This is fast approaching, everyone. I want to remind everyone, go to uwswac.org. Just click on the Stuff the Desk banner or call 211 Monday through Friday between 8 and 5 p.m. They can sign you up that way as well. You'll get a specific day and time to come in to get your school supplies. Once again, this is only, you can only submit your registration through August 1st. Do not delay. You only got a couple of weeks left to do that to make sure you get in there. There will be some walk-ups if they have anything left, but that is not a priority. They do want to get the people who signed up and registered first. Make sure you are, if you are in need, you are one of those families. Well, that's about it, everybody. Thanks for joining me on Over the Back Fence today. I will not be back next week. I'm taking a couple of days off. I have an important event happening on next Saturday, so I'm going to be quite busy. So I will not be here on next Saturday, and I'm taking a few days off. But make sure you stay tuned to WFHR. Kripescast is coming up next, everyone. And don't forget that tomorrow, the Raptors game is going to be preempting Director's Cut, Seth Faces the Music, and Unlabeled, and on the week after that as well. So just keep that in mind, everyone. Otherwise, our regular schedule will be off a little bit as well during the week because of early Raptors baseball as they play in Michigan. Well, that's going to do it for me, everyone. Have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to Over the Back Fence, brought to you by Crockett Septic here on WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.